If you see the lives of great Vaishnavas, they always feel they have a long way to go to reach Krishna. When Ambarish Maharaj retired from his kingly post, he was very enthusiastically becoming a vanaprastha, devotee of Krishna. So now Ambarish Maharaj was already a pure devotee. One may ask him, what is the need of his becoming a vanaprastha and going to forest and performing austerities? Aradito yadihari tapasa tatakhyam. There is no more need of tapasya for him. But Srila Prabhupada explains that just as a milliner never becomes complacent and he wants to do business and make many, many more millions of rupees, similarly, a pure devotee of Krishna never becomes satisfied that now I am doing enough for Krishna and I don't have to do anything beyond this. A devotee never thinks like that. Practical proof is, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Durudaivam ihajani nanu ragaha. Oh, my dear Lord, I have no attraction for your holy names. And Rupa and Sanatan, although they were born in Brahman Saraswat families, and they were already great experts and exponents in Srimad Bhagavatam, and they were great worshippers of Krishna, heart of hearts, but externally they were playing the role of servants of Mohammedans. Still, they were cursing themselves in front of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they are more fallen than Jagai and Madai because they are serving the mlechas. Like that. And you find the same repeating in the lives of all the Vaishnavas. They always consider themselves very fallen and lowly, and they always consider the offering they are giving to Krishna to be useless. They always look for opportunity to improve their offering. Just like, say you are making halwa, you can just put suji and some sugar and add some water and mix it and keep it in a big bucket looking like halwa. If somebody eats it, you know, they will say, what have we made? You will say, at least it looks like halwa, be satisfied. Isn't it? Or you can, you know, stir the suji for a long period of time and then slightly it becomes golden color, and then gradually, you know, you add sugar to that, and then gradually you will see you will put cashew nuts, you will put cardamom, and so many other things you put in that. You know, you also put different type of spices, ghee you will put and everything, and make it very, very attractive. Those who are in kitchen, they will know it, how carefully they prepare it. And then it becomes so delicious, nobody will want to stop eating. They will want to eat little more, little more, little more. The same way, our life, we can say, many a times we become very satisfied. I have spent so many years in ISKCON movement, chanting 16 rounds and following four irrelevant principles. So, I am doing enough. And we can think like that. If we think like that, we are never going to grow in our Krishna consciousness. We have to think, what have I done? I have spent, like I joined in 94, now it's 2007. I have spent 13 years, but I am still the same old donkey. You know, I have not refined my heart. And I have not developed attraction for Krishna. And I am still simply doing my minimum spiritual life of chanting 16 rounds, following four principles and thinking I am a very great soul. So, thinking oneself a great soul will never help us to advance in Krishna consciousness. When great Mahatmas, Vaishnava pure devotees, they are always considering themselves very faulty and trying to improve. In the same way, what is because of us? We are very tiny and we do have faults. We can clearly see faults. So, often when we read Prabhupada's books, we have heard of the standard that you have to become a pure devotee. So, assume that pure devotee is like the sky and we are on the ground. In between, we need some staircase, steps to show how we are not pure devotees. Otherwise, we may be imagining that I am a pure devotee. So, that is why we have the sadhana card. We have the seva card. All these things will clearly show you a color, who you are. How, for example, you know, if you yourself have to know you are not a pure devotee, it's very difficult for you because we will not believe if others tell us, Prabhu, you are not a pure devotee. I am chanting 16 rounds, following four principles for so many years. I am a senior devotee. How can you say I am faulty? You make a nice. That is why I said between any of a devotee and a pure devotee, we need a staircase. And that is sadhana card, seva card, and there are counselors watching you. And all people from all sides, they help you to refine your life. To make you understand, Prabhu, you are not a pure devotee, please come to your senses. Don't have your head in the clouds. First to get down to the ground and start doing some work. Become a better devotee. And try to refine. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is crying, I have no love for Krishna. And you are imagining that you already attained Krishna Prema. So cool down. There is a long way to go. First, an algebra comes before calculus. And not that, you know, before learning algebra, one cannot jump to calculus directly. So first, unless I am able to do my Vaidhi Bhakti properly, then how can I imagine I am a Raghavanuga Bhakta or a Bhava Bhakta or Prema Bhakta? So if somebody says, you know, my only problem is I cannot get up in the morning till 7 o'clock, but I am a Premi Bhakta of Krishna. That is useless. So we have to first do the basic algebra of our spiritual life, namely developing gradual surrender for Krishna. So the spiritual life Prabhupada has given us a very wonderful program by which you can gradually advance and come to the platform of a pure devotee. And as far as chanting of the holy name is concerned, Satyavas Maharaj writes also in his books, if anybody thinks my chanting is wonderful, finished, the story ends there. There is no scope for improvement. For example, say I have a god brother, Gauranga Prabhu. If I think I am equal to him, then I have no scope of improving my life. Now if I consider that he has so many glories, he is so wonderful in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and he has so many wonderful qualities, and I don't have those qualities. Now I have, and he is so high and I am so low, I have so many nice things to learn from him, then I can make advancement, isn't it? Now if I say that we both came in the same year, you know, he joined in January, I joined in February, so we are equal. Then I have no room for improvement. Same thing with chanting also. I want to chant the holy name every day. And I go keep going and telling everyone, I am chanting 16 rounds for the last so many years, I am a senior devotee, and I am following 4 principles, that's all. In this way I am a pure devotee of Krishna, that's all. Yes, you can do that, but Krishna will never be pleased with us. And it will be like that suji and sugar mixture, which is not a proper halwa. We should always think, I have so much scope to improve. And I am an unsurrendered fool. And I am thinking, I am a great devotee, but what kind of devotee am I? There is so much to. There are so many younger devotees than me who are far more advanced than me. And I am practically stuck up. There is so much more to surrender. Surrender to Guru, surrender to Krishna, surrender to the understanding of the scriptures. There is so much to be done. Lot of homework is there. And the superiors, the seniors, and our counselors, and all the systems that we make, they are all there to help us understand our own deficiencies and how we can improve our offering to Krishna. Unless one is endeavoring to improve one's offering to Krishna, there is no scope of advancement in Krishna consciousness. In most of the places, what happens in ISKCON worldwide, there are very young devotees and they are learning basic philosophy from Prabhupada's books. And because there is no one to tell them, many of them think, you know, how to become pure devotee? They don't know. Pure devotee is a very far-fetched thing. Or some of them think that, okay, I don't know how to become pure devotee, so maybe I am also pure devotee. They assume like that. So we need people to help us. And that improvement means it will involve struggle. As soon as you want to improve something, what will happen? It will not struggle. Actually, it is very, for example, I have cancer. Then I have to spend a lot of money. I have to go to doctor, I have to spend money, or some operation has to be performed. Big money is involved, big pain is involved. Somebody says, don't talk about it. You know, because you know it will involve pain, it will involve money. Chop, chop, keep quiet. You know, don't talk about it. You have a disease, I have a disease. Both of us keep quiet and glorify each other as a pure devotee. You know, we can be doing that very nicely, and both will go to hell. Everyone will go to hell. Better that we expose the disease. Or if it is a big boil, we expose the boil, go to the doctor, show him, sir, I have a boil, what to do? And he will say, I have to bring a scalpel and surgery, I'll perform on your boil. It will be painful. Yes, it is painful. For everyone it is painful to know our own deficiencies and to improve. That's how we are going to get cured of the disease. If you want to become pure devotees, there is no other way. There is no shortcut to Goloka. You cannot escape. In fact, once Prabhupada said, I have a key to the back door of Goloka. Later on, in another lecture, Prabhupada explains, the key to back door of Goloka is that you live sinfully by going to dham, and then you become a hog or a dog in the dham. And then after suffering in that body, wounds and everything for many lifetimes, then you will go to Goloka. That is back door, which we don't want to take by performing sinful life. There are so many people who go to Vrindavan and live a sinful life and they become a hog or a dog there. One should not aspire to go to Goloka like that. We should lead a pure life. And there are acharyas down the line who are all enlightening us. Srila Prabhupada has promised us, if we live the standard of the life that Prabhupada has anticipated from us, we will surely go back to spiritual world. And we have to pay the price. Don't try for a shortcut. We have to pay the price and for refining. And it is true for our general spiritual life and specifically chanting of the holy name. Chanting of the holy name is the prime process in the spiritual life. So it's everyday struggle. It's not that, you know, it's going to be easy after 1 year or after 5 years. Every day it's a struggle. You come to a certain level, just like, for example, 5th standard you have exam, it's a struggle. 10th standard you come, the exam also becomes more tougher. It's not that, you know, if I go 10th standard, no more difficulty. No, in every standard there is difficulty because Krishna will put test according to that level until you become a pure devotee. For a pure devotee, Krishna has no more test. Krishna only plays with them, that's all. He just orchestrates their life completely shows so many valuable lessons for the people of the world to learn from the life of a pure devotee. Because pure devotee has exceeded the expectations of Krishna, beyond Krishna's expectation. In fact, Krishna sheds tears to seeing the surrender of a pure devotee. So we have to come to that platform if we really want to go back to spiritual world. And especially chanting of the holy name, we have to improve, not thinking that I have done my 16 rounds, no, I'm doing enough. So he says that without protest, there is no reformation in this world. You have seen in companies also, unless there is a protest, there is no reformation. Same way, in our heart, we have to protest against our sinful tendencies. We have to protest against our complacent nature. We have to protest against our thinking, I am a pure devotee. We have to protest against our show bottle nature. Only then we are going to purify our life, if we really want to become pure devotees. And then the chanting will certainly improve. It will become a better and better offering. Even if you are not able to chant very first class, at least we can cry, Krishna, my chanting is not so good. I want to improve. Harinam Prabhu ki.